The U.S. Senate has approved an omnibus spending bill by a vote of 84 to 15. The bill will keep the federal government running after the fiscal year expires at midnight. The House had already passed the compromise $600 billion measure, and the president has promised to sign it as soon as it reaches his desk. Normally, the spending bill would be the final thing Congress does before adjourning for the rest of the year, but a last-minute dispute over two other bills has the potential to keep the Senate in session after tonight. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Capitol Hill. Peter, first of all, about the spending bill, the compromise that came out early Saturday morning has held, and there's to be indeed no government shutdown?
That's right, Noah. Tomorrow's just another working day for federal employees. There are problems that people have on both sides of the aisle with this huge spending bill. Some of the Democrats, for instance, wanted more concessions on immigration reform, and some of the Republican deficit hawks have been complaining about the pork barrel spending that got buried in this huge bill that just came through at the last minute. But with the bipartisan agreement over the weekend and the president already on record saying he'll sign this bill with no further changes, everybody quickly concluded there's nothing to be gained by raising fresh objections at this point. Democrats agreed not to offer any amendments, and that ensured easy passage.
So you have Republicans and Democrats working together to compromise that. What are these other issues that's keeping the Senate possibly in session longer?
Well, it looks now that there will not be a final adjournment tonight because the House has gone out until tomorrow. The Senate is still in session trying to work out a couple of stubborn disputes, the most prominent of which has to do with the reauthorization bill for the Federal Aviation Administration. It's mostly non-controversial, $20 billion for the FAA, billions more in airport construction grants, also beefs up some airport security. What's hanging it up is a labor provision affecting one company, Federal Express. Now, if you'd asked most folks around here what would be the one thing that holds up the end of the Congress, not many would have guessed it would be the rules that FedEx truck drivers have to follow if they want to organize. But both Republican and Democratic leaders say this overall bill is much too important to die over this fight. But right now, because of the Senate rules, it doesn't look like they're going to get it done tonight.
And another issue we understand is still up in the air. It has to do with a parks bill for the country?
Right. That's the bill. It used to be known as the Presidio bill. It would turn that former military base near San Francisco into a park. It also includes more than 100 other sections. Many of those also involve parks. Some involve monuments, and there's some other more controversial issues. The House dropped about a dozen of them at the last minute Saturday night and passed the bill. Some senators want to add 10 sections back. That would kill the bill because the House is gone. They're unlikely to come back. So we're still waiting to see if any version of that bill becomes law.
Now, we have the presidential and the congressional elections coming up the 1st of November. Everybody's trying to get out of Washington. How has that timing, in particular this election year, affected the way that you see some posturing on Capitol Hill?
Well, it's a little bit like a tightening noose. I mean, that's a shorter and shorter time frame, and you just see more and more politics every day and every fight. That's one reason we're seeing that this omnibus big spending bill is not becoming ensnarled in these other fights. No one wants to be the one who's seen as forcing a third government shutdown. There's also a political tinge to the other disputes. Majority Leader Trent Lott described the FAA hang-up as organized labor wanting to extract one last pound of flesh from Congress. Some don't want to see the Republicans have a big public lands bill to brag about. So, as Senator Lott put it this morning, the Senate is making sausage, and it's not pretty.
Thanks, Peter. NPR's Peter Kenyon talking with us from Capitol Hill.